Good day, San Bernardino County Prayer Warriors. It is day three in our key issues that we're focusing on, our prayer focus, that crime would decrease in your city. This is part three. You ever read the headlines about your city involving a crime? What was your response when you read it? How have you considered praying about what you just read? Well, in Jeremiah 29:7, the Lord told the people to work for the peace and prosperity of the city where I sent you into exile. Pray to the Lord for it, for its welfare will determine your welfare. They'd be given a choice to either stay and get killed or surrender to the new ruler and be saved. While they were there, they were asked to pray for the city in which they were captured. There might be days when you feel like your city, county, or state feel like chaos or problematic, but we can stop and pray for its peace and prosperity to produce good outcomes that will affect our welfare. So, Father, we lift up our cities today, the city that we live in. We thank you that your word said you are well pleased for your righteousness' sake, that you will exalt the law and make it honorable. We pray that the law would be honored in our county. We pray that the people would not be robbed or plundered, nor have to hide, nor that they would be prey for criminals. We pray, God, that you would restore our cities. We pray for the body of Christ to awaken to the righteous calling of our city and the region and call for restoration of righteousness in our land, in our city. So we speak that, we declare, restore our city to the design that you had for it initially. We pray for eyes to see and ears to hear what the Spirit is saying to each of us to awaken to the spiritual concerns in our community. We repent for complacency and expectancy of leadership to do everything for us, that we're not involved. Forgive us for our inaction and especially for our prayerlessness. Father, we ask you to show us what needs to be restored. We pray right now that each person listening to this will think of the areas in their city that need restoration and that they will go to those areas and pray. We have quite a few things in our city, that's for sure. So we'll be praying for those particularly and specifically. We pray for the strength and favor for Christians in leadership. We pray that violence shall no longer be heard in this city, nor waste nor destruction within the borders, but we will call the city's walls salvation and the gates praise. We pray that violence would not be heard in the city as we enter into the fall. We decree that the powers of destruction will be unable to operate in the borders of our city, and instead revival would begin to take place. Father, we thank you that every web of violence and iniquity would be uncovered, that the law enforcement would find and discover any person, any group, any cartel, gang, criminal group, violent group, hate group, whatever group it is, terrorist group, that they would be found before they are able to commit the crime that they had planned. And God, we pray for favor for the righteous, strength and resources for those ministering to the broken and hurting in our community. May we see a great revival and crime decrease and the love of God increase in Jesus' name.